WPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump making more cabinet choices. ABC's Mary Bruce with Warren's choice to head up the Department of Health and Human Services.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed a host of debunked conspiracy theories, including falsely claiming that childhood vaccines cause autism, although the fraudulent study that introduced the concept was retracted long ago. And numerous high-quality studies have since shown that is not true. There is no link between vaccines and autism. Most of the vaccines used today have been used safely for decades, though Kennedy claims otherwise.
Senators of both parties are calling on the House Ethics Committee to release its findings from a months-long sexual misconduct and illicit drug use investigation into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That investigation was dropped when Gaetz resigned his House seat. Man from Houston, Anas Saeed, under arrest, plotting terror attacks on U.S. soil, faces up to 20 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. More Wisconsin teachers left their jobs last year. Turnover rates started to rise in the height of the pandemic when educators were given more responsibility than ever before. Of course, that's after the major drop in teacher retention here in Wisconsin after Republicans passed Act 10 in 2011 to weaken unions. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows in 2023, teacher turnover spiked at almost 16%. For his entire time in office, Governor Tony Evers has told his administration to look for ways to recruit more teachers, to make the process easier, and to entice them to stay here after graduation. Now he's adding another initiative to that list. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. $1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms.
And we've had four supermoons this year. Tonight is our last one. The moon looks 30% bigger because it's closer to the Earth. This full moon is called the Beaver Moon. Madison College astronomy instructor Dixie Burns.
The Beaver Moon comes from the Native American moon naming convention. You know, the beavers, they're going into their dens this time of year and things like that, and settling down. So that's where that got that name from. The moon's orbit isn't a perfect circle. So sometimes it's closer to the Earth than other times. When it's closest to the Earth, we call it at perigee. And when the moon's also full and near perigee at the same time, we call it a supermoon because it's just a little bit bigger and brighter in the sky.
The next time we'll see the moon this big will be October of next year. Bryn says keep an eye out for the planets, too. Right now, we can see Venus before sunset. And then after Venus sets, Jupiter rises from the east and Saturn is in our southern sky. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get ready for Chicago.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately and, you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
I'm going to show. This is from ABC News. The headline that just appeared a few days ago, which if we're talking about pandemic preparedness, and with all due respect to the committee and the work, the fact that we're considering to bring somebody on with no scientific or medical credentials, who's falsely claimed for decades that vaccines cause autism, who has quite frankly said just outrageous comments about science and medicine, that this person would come in to gut the NIH, I think is shameful.
Thank you, Representative Robert Garcia.
And he lost.
Not a joke. It's not a joke. I thought, I thought, no, he didn't actually, right? Bobby Kennedy, right. HHS. I texted Dr. Redliner.
No, and I said, Bobby Kennedy, you're like,
Yeah. Yeah. And,
good morning, Chris.
And Representative Garcia lost both of his parents to COVID.
Yes.
So
I know.
He has a dog in this fight.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
David tweets, fingers crossed, guys, Captain Crunch might finally get to run the Navy as God intended. Okay, is there any...
How about Captain Obvious?
Is there any joke that's too ridiculous for... Who? What?
Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious, yeah.
I'm for Captain Crunch as if he can bring the Crunch Berries as sailors. Want to do a new reason someone's not listening?
Oh.
Now, some people tune out because Chris is too cheery.
Right.
Other people tune out because I'm crying too much or I something. Patricia said, this week Stephanie went off the deep end. I cannot listen to you. Stephanie, you began crying Monday, and by Thursday you were hysterical laughing about Trump appointees. So I can't cry or laugh.
No. Yeah.
All emotions are hereby barred, or that's it.
You need to be an even keel like Tom Hartman, Stephanie.
Young
just
lady.
Like, just like the same all the time.
Okay. I don't, isn't it a defense mechanism? Do we have to laugh or what? Seriously, I would just be crying for 4 years, weeping silently in the fetal position.
The shirt you're wearing is the one I wear to bed every night. Not the same one, but one that's similar.
Oh, the WTF Donnie.
Yeah.
I have the Nope, Not Again t-shirt, but you know what? I'm going to save that for 4 years from now when he runs again. Because he's already said Dan Goldman's trying to pass a resolution that he can't run again.
No more King's Act.
Right. And said it like 15 times because that's what he does. He says, oh, it's a joke. And then he just keeps repeating it till it gets normalized until they're like 22nd Amendment. So I'll be able to use all my t-shirts again, which is one other silver lining. Patricia, I'm sorry.
I think I still have I'm sorry about our president shirt.
Oh, I was going to wear one of my vaccine shirts since those are all going to be outlawed soon along with the actual vaccine. Maybe just like we'll get some welcome back, measles, polio shirts,
smallpox.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, hold on. Just fixing my box. Okay.
Chris has a weird look on his face.
No, I. I mean, he in the past few days, he has been clear that he doesn't want to ban vaccines. He just wants to eliminate mandates.
Has he? Now, will there be hearings of any kind, and will he bring the whale head and also the dead bear cub?
Oh, and the dog carcass that he ate?
Ah, that's right. No, that'll, well, Kristi Noem will supply that, presumably.
And Jared Polis had a point yesterday when he said that, you know, he wants to get rid of, like, a whole bunch of additives and foods and stuff like that.
No, that's good.
Oh, right. Abby Phillip, thank you. Can I have 16? Yes. This is, Abby must listen to the show. Hi, Abby. Thanks for listening. Because did I bring this up?
We like her.
We do. I think she's amazing.
We all believe in eating better. You know who else believed in eating better and exercising a little bit?
Uh-huh. Interestingly enough, there was another person who many years ago tried to raise concerns about the health of the food that we feed our children and our families. And here's the reception that she received.
When I heard this, I thought, get your damn hands off my fries, lady. If I want to be a fat, fat, fatty and shovel French fries all day long, that is my choice.
We're going to have, you know, the government fining us if we use salt.
Coming up straight ahead, all this talk about the government taking salt away from you because it's so bad for you. But aren't there good things about salt?
It melts ice.
But wait, there's more.
I hate the government getting involved and telling me what to eat and not to
eat. Food police.
Do you think the government should regulate the ingredients in the food we eat?
Can't we make our own decision about whether or not we want to salt our food?
All right, an Obama government obesity task force. Does every American family need a dietitian appointed by the government to tell them that this food is going to make you fat and this food is not?
Make America healthy again. But that's pretty retro. I mean, Michelle Obama was actually responsibly, to be clear, talking about what we feed our children, what's in our food lunches, whether or not our nutrition standards are up to the modern age, given the obesity rates in this country.
But now it's okay.
Yes, there's absolute hypocrisy from the far right.
Oh, I'm sorry, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting rid of artificial.
I'm with him on corn syrup and artificial colors.
Thank you.
And all. Like, I'm with him on that.
Like in Canada, they use like beet juice for colorants instead of artificial. And
you know what else beets is in? Borscht. Get used to it, as we mentioned yesterday.
In the camps.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patricia. I laughed again. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Stop doing that, Stephanie.
Why can't you be like that nice Tom Hartman?
Or that nice Rita Repner.
People tuning out willy-nilly because either Chris is right or Chris is wrong. Chris is right and I'm an idiot. Chris is wrong. Can't listen anymore. I'm laughing. I'm crying.
Chris is right t-shirts still outsell Chris is wrong t-shirts.
Well, let's correct that, shall we, people? Okay, where was I?
I have no idea.
Oh, speaking of CNN.
Oh, and they tell me I should
shut
up.
Speaking of CNN, did you see this, Chiron? People hoping to see their grocery streets go down may have to brace for the exact opposite once Trump starts his second term.
Shocker.
Here's what's going on. Greg Proops just went, you. That might have been good to inform voters of before the election. Okay. Yes, had he been talking about that at all, Donald Trump, all he was talking about is literally boogity brown people. Oh, this is funny. This is with a movie scene. Don't think she's coming back. Jill Stein voters waiting for her to show up and help Gaza. Yeah,
I don't think she's coming.
Hello?
Back.
Is anyone out there? Anyone at all? No, she's what's it called? Cicada?
Cicada.
Cicada, yeah. She's underground again for 4 years till Russia.
I thought it was seven for Cicada. I forget.
Oh, what? 4 years for a presidential
election. Oh, okay. I just like this one. Elon Musk sounds like a cheap cologne you bought at Walgreens when you were 15. Thank you, Stuart. It's true. I use Jovan.
Jovan Musk?
Oh.
Right next to English leather.
Speaking of
Dracar Noir.
Speaking of many, many in my life disappointments. I've had a bad
life.
Yes. Hot Frosty, which you recommended once again.
Was it
Chris?
Good?
Wrong. On Netflix.
I've never seen it.
There was no snowman.
Junk?
Of any kind. There was no snow sex. I was promised.
You turned into a man.
Spoiler alert. She puts a scarf on him, turns him into a real man. Okay.
But, I was told there was nudity in it.
No.
No? Are
really.
You sure?
He has a 12-pack. I mean, he's hot, but.
Did you see his butt?
I don't remember.
I'd remember.
She doesn't look for butt.
I don't know. He looked like he was melted and dead, but then he's. Came back to life and was a real man, but there was no snow sex.
It's like Pinocchio?
There was no snow blowing.
He becomes a real man because of the love that they had for each other?
I don't
Is that it? He becomes a real boy.
Listen, any mental port in a storm during this period.
Now I want to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
I know. Now I want to watch
it. Chabert was...
And the other thing I learned is Allison Janney is in every single television show and movie that has ever been made.
Prove me wrong. I was at Disneyland on Tuesday, and she was a part of the Star Tours ride.
Of course she was.
Allison Janney.
She plays the vice president and diplomat, which I watched the entire series.
Oh, I hear that's amazing.
After Frosty...
I hear the Diplomat's amazing.
Or whatever the movie was that I watched on Netflix. What?
I hear the Diplomat's amazing.
It is amazing. Kerry Russell's great. Allison Janney plays the vice president.
You think spoiler alert. We'll tell you, but Allison Janney plays the vice president.
Okay.
You think Kerry Russell's hot?
She is.
Okay. She swears a lot in that series. She's a big potty mouth, a lot of F-bombs.
That's
fantastic.
Girl.
Yeah, she plays the United States ambassador to England. It's fantastic. Where was I?
I have no idea.
I'm just going
to
wander off.
We're going on Netflix stuff. Do you think
like
that's... Did you watch Disclaimer?
Topic to topic.
I'm just going to start wandering around just aimlessly. Jody's going to be turning my head back. Oh, here? There's the microphone. Hi.
No, you'll be like Carl Frisch, Bob Seska, and me on stage at Sexy Level, just wandering.
Yes. By the way, I heard Bob Seska say on the fantastic Bob Seska show, which I never miss a minute of, that he said, I wish I could bottle that Sexy Liberal show last Saturday. Why? You can't you, Chris?
Sure.
He said, I wish I could bottle that and just take a drink of it to just re-energize myself.
Yes, you can still relive the energy by going to sexyliberal.com and getting the pay-per-view.
Yes, those same hilarious, smart, moral people are still out there fighting the good fight, and it'll help re-energize you. It's hilarious that all that still remains true. I know it's like, oh, it's going to be too sad.
No, and also, by the way, no more Sexy Liberals right before a presidential election.
Oh, yes, you blame me for the election because I have
2016.
Thank you.
Way to go, Stephanie.
Yeah, it's either that and my and/or crying and/or laughing or something, or Chris's cheeriness or wrongness and/or rightness or something.
I'm right more than I'm wrong.
By the way, you know, we are so...
You're adorable.
We are such in a good space right now for those notes for those to whom it may concern others.
Please send more.
We're in a super-duper headspace.
Please send more.
Find out everything that's wrong with me and the show. Okay. What's it? Janice in Sacramento. I'm going to need some love.
All right. Nah.
Steph, so many people have been talking this week about disinformation. I wanted to add, I fully agree, that is one of, if not the biggest problems for us. Literally everyone I know who voted for Trump listens to Fox. They think January 6th was a bunch of tourists, that Trump never said there are fine people on both sides of Charlottesville. When I told them women have died because of abortion bans, they do not believe me. They said that's just fear-mongering. It feels to me, at least, like some of it is willful ignorance, but the mechanism allowing them to block out reality is there in Fox and other right-wing media. The right-wing knows if people understood the facts, they would lose a huge amount of support. Combating this has got to be the main long-term goal of the Democratic Party. Thank you, Janice. That's why we're here to serve. Oh, Kelly was here for
Kelly
L.A.
was
Sexy.
There, yes.
Oh, yes. She said, I wish I could bottle the night in L.A. You can. And also, we're doing it. DC Sexy Liberals. So there, January 18th.
The Women's March is the same day.
Yes, it's the same day. If you're coming in for the march, my big sister's coming in for the march.
Does everybody have to pull out their hats again? Their pink crocheted hats?
Sure, if you want to.
If you still have them, yes.
Right. Oh, hang on a second.
I'm doing it again, too.
My right-wing Twitter guys. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, because Tom, you know.
We love Tom.
Yeah. He said, see you at the inauguration, ditch licker.
See,
that's
now he wants to sex you.
So he can knock the books out of my hands at the inauguration.
Yes, he wants to sex you.
You can go
he
yourself.
Does want to sex her.
Tell you what, you can go yourself, pencil.
He's
I'll be back in the hotel room
Pinky.
Having sex with your mother.
Pinky.
He's flirting with you.
He is totally flirting
that
with you.
That is totally flirting, Stephanie.
Like a 6-year-old, but still he's flirting.
Uh-huh.
Keep pointing out to him. Had a lot.
He has a hotter, pinky one.
Had a lot hotter ditch than you. Pinky okay, one. What?
He has a pinky one.
Sure. Where was I? Oh, Kelly said, I wish I could bottle the night in L.A. with you and dear Francis and Angela. I got to hug Adam Schiff and Chris. I called DirecTV this week, said I will not fund CNN, Fox any longer. So they changed my plan. Now while I get free speech TV, I will start supporting you and Frangela and Seska with what I'm not putting toward mainstream media who failed us. Love you, Mama. Thank you, Kelly House. Viva la resistance. Thank you for supporting the step. I said viva la resistance.
Vive.
Viva la. Viva la.
Vive.
What?
Viva la resistance, Kelly House.
Vive.
Oh.
Thank you. support the
Interesting
Stephanie Miller.
Out of the gate, the cinematic universe.
You're just like bouncing around from thing to thing today. What's going on?
Like a pinball.
A little pinball machine.
Like a pachinko machine.
Oh, it's a love tweet. Joan said, husband, what are you listening to? Me, Stephanie. Husband, you're always listening to Stephanie. Doesn't she ever run out of things to say? Me, never. She's Stephanie. Some people could be in the let me talk. Some people are in shut the up. Stephanie camp. Whichever camp you're in, welcome.
It's your show. You can talk all you want.
Some right-wingers just tune in to watch me cry, so that's fine,
They hate
too.
Watch you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as you write it down in the, in, you know.
There you go.
In your journal.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep, make a note of it.
Uh-huh.
What? Hey, there's another headline. Muslim voters in Michigan are starting to regret their choice after Trump wins. Trump is playing us. Shocker.
Let me bring her.
You know, people are comparing it to his Brexit. Mm-hmm. There was almost instant regret in England. Like, wait, what the? Did we vote for? Someone was like, I didn't round. Why do I have to find out, too? Because
exactly.
Now we're all in the car with drunk toonses. Good job. It's not only a cat that's not qualified to drive. He's drunk. We're in the back seat. Maya May says, if you feel like your brain is short-circuiting right now. Yes.
Computer 38.
Yes, Maya. It's probably because you're trying to resist the absolute worry of the incoming administration is trying to shove down your throat. Your brain knows what's normal, and this ain't it. Do whatever you need to ground yourself. Chris goes on the roller coaster. I go on my bicycle. Or hiking with friends.
Jody walks.
Jody walks to Bakersfield and back every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm barely kidding.
Over the grapevine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's chilly right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's snow.
Do what you love with who you love. Recharge, right? Heal, rise. Okay. We have Glenn Kirshner. I think he might have thoughts about
everything.
Attorney General Rapey McForehead.
Here's what I think about all of that. I think that there's going to be a big fight with Rapey McForehead and with...
RFK?
No.
Wheelhead? No. Brainworm?
No. Who's the other one?
Hegseth?
No. Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard. Those are going to be fights.
Big fight with two, and those are going to be so big that the others will pale by comparison.
Yeah, because she will completely...
those will
destroy our national security? You mean that part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I think
also, there's new sexual assault allegations against
Pete Hegseth.
He likes to nominate rapists.
Yeah.
Well,
or alleged
sexual
rapists. Assaulters.
Okay,
alleged.
We're late.
Oh, yeah, we are. Wow. 22 minutes.
I tried to stop her 2 minutes
I'm a pinball
ago.
Wizard. There's got to be a twist.
Uh-huh.
This really? Portion.
We're doing Who songs now?
Yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Can I explain the wake-up process here at the Miller household?
All right.
So you know that there is a slight body tongue in one ear. Just, are you up yet? And then if there's any movement at all, I get a full facial assault of licking. And Clyde's sort of down lower just licking my hand. Just so there's a lot of Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Like there is like a quota of kisses they have to get in every day and it must start immediately upon us awakening.
Right.
But it's their way of saying, we love you, but could we hurry and get downstairs for our first Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend? I'm telling you that's what it is. I put it down first thing in the morning. So they are so, at least they're honest about what they're using me for.
Yeah.
I am a Dr. Marty's delivery system and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why they hang around.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried, amazing amount of nutrients, amazing amount of flavor because it's not cooked on high heat. Derp, other food companies, what are you thinking of? DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Right now, 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Ever since I was a young boy, from Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like
Stephanie Miller.
In any amusement hall, that death of a flying kid sure plays a mean pinball.
You're right, I am a pinball.
You are a pinball.
Right.
Making the machine, you're the pinball.
Dead brain worm going, what?
You're the ball, not the machine.
To my point, Palm Reader tweets, voting for Trump was U.S. Brexit. Russia flooded the U.K. with disinformation, racism, and populism, and low-information voters believed it, and Google searched, what will Brexit do after it passed? Russia followed the same playbook, but if the mainstream media had done its job, different outcome. Yeah, thanks for the story about how Trump's going to make inflation worse. Now! CNN. Glenn Kirshner next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Well, it's time. Some parts of the state might be getting their first snowfall next week. Here in the Madison area, we're more likely to just get some rain, but a cold rain. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions, too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us.
If this storm turns into a hurricane, it would be the 12th of the year. It would take the name Hurricane Sarah. Advance Auto Parts is closing 700 locations. They haven't released which ones, but we've got six here in Dane County, two in Madison, and one each in Fitchburg, Verona, Stoughton, and Sun Prairie. More big retailers are closing stores this year. They've already outpaced last year's number on a national level. Meanwhile, something new opening here in Madison. Paleo Mama is moving into that old Barrique's on Park Street. The green building has been empty since 2020. Paleo Mama is a bakery that specializes in specific dietary needs. They make things that are gluten-free, paleo, and keto-friendly. They're now renovating, and they plan to open in February. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player Brady Ewing joins us to preview the big matchup at Camp Randall. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I think the elephant in the room is Matt Gaetz is going to be pretty tough. But what I understand for President Trump is he was elected to turn this place upside down, that Americans don't trust the Justice Department right now. And Matt has the talent to go in there and really make a difference. He's very talented. But let's face it, it'll be a little bit of a challenge for him, but I'm optimistic. We'll do all we can do to get him across the finish line. With this majority that we have right now, we can lose two or three people and still get Matt across the finish line as well.
So he has your support?
Yes, Matt has my support. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Rapey McForehead, yes. Dead brainworm guy, absolutely.
Bring him on.
How else can I help? Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
He has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
You know, you tweeted or threaded, justice matters to me, justice matters to us. If it didn't, I wouldn't be so angry. When we experience injustice, our anger proves the point that justice does matter. If we give up belief, that guiding principle, then we'll have lost all hope of repairing what's broken. This obviously has been bumpy ever since the election. I have to say, Glenn, I've defended you and other legal analysts a couple times because people, I'm sure you've seen this, people go, oh, they were wrong about everything. Well, we never expected that. We were founded on no one is above the law in this country. You know, pardon you and all the other legal experts for living in a world where we actually are a nation of laws, not men. But we're not there anymore.
Yeah, every time Trump does something lawless or the Republicans support him in doing something lawless, it turns out I was wrong, because what I do, Steph, every damn day is I explain how the law is intended to work. And the fact that Donald Trump seems to be above the law, seems to be Teflon, does it make me wrong? Yeah, because I predict that someday the law will rise up, will be prodded into wakefulness, yeah, and will apply to Donald Trump the way it applies to you, me, and everybody else. So I will cop to being wrong, but you know what? I'll never stop explaining how it's supposed to work, because someday it's going to come back, Steph.
Yeah.
Was it easy for the folks in World War II, the soldiers, when they were fighting this same sort of, you know, coming dictatorship? No, it wasn't. And it's not going to be easy for us, but we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah. I mean, Glenn, by the way, you were on the defending Merrick Garland to a degree for a while, you know, saying he got appointed late and a lot of, you know, obstruction, blah, blah, blah. But oh my God, Glenn, I gotta wonder how he felt yesterday about dropping the case against Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
Who apparently is going to replace him.
And that's why at some point I said, listen, Merrick Garland was a good man. I believe he is a good man. Right. But it turned out he was the wrong man for the moment. And I've been saying this over a year or longer,
yep,
because he did not aggressively go after the folks who tried to end American democracy. And this is where we have landed because of it.
Yeah. Now Trump is going to pardon them all. I mean, here's the thing. I have no patience now with people that pretend to be surprised. It's like, he told you he's going to do all this. Everyone's now like, is he really going to? Oh, my God. It's like, yes. I mean, the ethics report. I mean, obviously, who is it? John Cornyn, mm-hmm, said, in a normal world. John Cornyn said he does not think there should be any limitations on the committee's vetting process for Matt Gaetz, and the highly damaging ethics report should be released to them. And obviously the committee has the power to release it, but of course there's Jim Jordan going, nope, that shouldn't be released. Is there even going to be a vetting process, or is he going to just get a recess appointment? I mean, because now Thune seemed open to recess appointments yesterday already, after he said he wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, Steph, there were about 12 questions packed into your one question.
Sorry,
there.
And
yeah. No.
Everything's very dense.
Oh, she's been like a pinball machine this morning, Glenn.
She's been the pinball in the machine all morning.
It's all balled up into one dictatorial mess right now, and we have to kind of pull it apart.
Yeah.
But listen, Matt Gaetz is unqualified. He's a hack. He's dangerous. And I actually think this was a bit of a ploy to try to give him cover so he can say, oh, I'm going to be nominated to be AG. I have to resign from Congress right now. Well, guess what, Steph? Marco Rubio was nominated for a cabinet position. He didn't resign. Stephanie Nafon, what the hell's her name? Elise Stefanik was nominated. She didn't instantly resign.
Of course, to outrun the ethics report. I mean,
Gates instantly resigned to try to bury the ethics report, but it will see the light of day. I just don't think Matt Gaetz's nomination will continue to see the light of day. He'll withdraw at some point when, you know, the ethics report has been buried. In that way, the Senator Cornyn's of the world won't get to see it. All of these games that are being played by Donald Trump are just distractions. But here's the thing. I think because of the disarray right now inside the Republican Party, particularly in the Senate, because Trump is appointing dangerous hacks, people who will do affirmative damage to the American people, the Senate is not going to go into recess. The Senate is going to hold confirmation hearings, and they're going to be ugly, and that is exactly what we need.
I mean, Trump basically, his first order is make yourself, you know, useless, invisible, no more advise and consent. I mean, interestingly, the attorney for the alleged victim of Matt Gaetz's sexual misconduct is asking for the release of the report. He said Mr. Gaetz's likely nomination as attorney general is a perverse development and a truly dark series of events. He noted his client was a high school student and there were witnesses to Gaetz's alleged crime. Can you explain to me why Merrick Garland dropped these charges? I understand Joel Greenberg and the actual victim, but as you always say, you know, generally witnesses are not like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. They're the other people, you know, involved in whatever the, you know, the perpetrator's involved in. So I don't get it, because his own girlfriend got him for, I think, witness tampering or something, implicated him, didn't she?
Yeah, I am no longer behind the curtain at DOJ. I was for decades, so I would have a firsthand understanding of the evidence and why it is DOJ dropped the charges. But, you know, what I do know, I dealt with lots and lots of really challenging witnesses over the years, even victims. You know, let me just analogize to domestic violence victims.
Yeah.
Sometimes they refuse to participate in the process that would result in them being protected from the abuser. Sometimes I had to fight with them, figuratively speaking, just to convince them to protect themselves. The same is true in sex trafficking cases when you have 16 and 17-year-old victims who sometimes refuse to participate with prosecutors. And if a victim won't ultimately get on the stand and tell the truth, well, then you can't use them to try to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Plus, the marquee cooperator, Joel Greenberg, was as ugly as a cooperator gets. And you can't put an untrustworthy cooperating witness on the stand. So it may be that the evidence just couldn't quite get to proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and they said, we can't do it.
Yeah. So in the now warning stack, John Bolton said, I don't think either Tulsi or Matt Gaetz ought to have a confirmation hearing until they both had full field FBI investigations. Shocker. Who's going to be in charge of the FBI, do we think?
Yeah. Right.
Cash Patel. Hulk Hogan? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, I think given the Russian propaganda that she's espoused over the past period of time, I think she's a serious threat to our national security. I think Republican senators should reject both of them. He worked under this guy. Like, what illusions is he still living under that any of that's going to happen? I mean, Lindsey Graham, you know, at first was skeptical of Matt Gaetz, and in 2 seconds, even for Lindsey Graham, said, oh, he urges, give Matt a chance. I mean, they know how unqualified he is beyond everything else, right?
Yeah, and Donald Trump will continue to overplay his hand, and he will force the senators. I mean, I think, you know, Thune being designated as the majority leader is a good thing, because Rick Scott would have been the worst possible pick. I actually believe, and people are going to yell at me for continuing to be naive, that there are some senators who will refuse to endanger the lives of their own constituents with guys like Matt Gaetz and Kennedy. You know, they're going to change the name of the Department of Health and Human Services to what, the Department of Brainworms and Bear Claws? I have no idea under Kennedy. But no, I actually think some of these senators will say, I will not kill my constituents by either waiving my right to provide advice and consent, or by voting in favor for these people who will do affirmative damage to the American people.
I'm sure you saw this headline. Top MAGA lawyer Mike Davis warns of civil war if Trump is sentenced in New York. Mm-hmm. to the 34 felonies he was convicted of. He said if Mershon doesn't declare a mistrial on November 19th, Trump will be sentenced on November 26th. So let's ask Judge Mershon this. Does he really think he's going to send the president-elect of the United States to Rikers Island instead of letting the American people send President Trump back to the White House? I'm not advocating for this, but is he looking for civil war?
That's right. That's right. When you want to continue to act in a lawless way, threaten violence. And that's what these idiots are doing. And it's irresponsible, but it's also transparent. Save the dear leader at all costs.
So what do you think is going to happen with Judge Mershon?
I'm sorry to say, I got to call it the way I see it. I don't think he's going to be sentenced because Judge Mershon is going to rule that, no, I'm not dismissing this case based on presidential immunity when he committed most of his crimes before he was even president. Yeah. And the ones he committed while in the Oval Office were not official acts. Then what happens is Trump's lawyers immediately appeal it and everything gets stayed, including the gets paused, including the sentencing. That's what I think will happen. But frankly, I hope Judge Mershon moves on to sentence him. And then just stay execution of the sentence. What does that mean? It means I'm sentencing you to prison, but we'll go ahead and pause that sentence from starting until you run through the appeal process. Let it hang over his head.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. Justice is coming, but it's like when your first Uber cancels and then also your second one. And then the one that says it was 2 minutes is now 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's coming. Okay, you also threaded time for Jack Smith to indict Trump co-conspirators like Rudy, Sidney Powell, John Eastman, and others. So are we going to also, are we going to see the Jack Smith report? Is this going to at least be public?
I think we're going to see, just like we saw the Mueller report, we're going to see the Jack Smith report. There's going to be a lot in there that we haven't seen before because now the priority is documenting all of Donald Trump's crimes, putting it in the public square. So Donald Trump can't order Matt Gaetz to destroy all the evidence that Jack Smith has accumulated during his investigation. And I remain convinced that he really should indict the unindicted co-conspirators because, Steph, if he doesn't, guess what? The statute of limitations expires, and the people who helped Donald Trump try to steal the 2020 election will never be held accountable, and that is not acceptable.
Well, I mean, you know, look at, we're getting slivers of justice, like Mark Meadows is not able to move his trial to federal. I mean, everybody's crimes can't just, you know, not matter just because Trump gets a pass, right? You can't just go, okay, then nobody's crimes matter.
Not if we care about the future of democracy, no.
I don't even know where to start with this. Yeah, Trump supporters popped open bottles of champagne and toasted Trump's pardon, promise to pardon all the rioters, including Ashley Babbitt's mother.
Okay.
this one headline, Trump risks significant blowback with decision on pardons for January 6th rioters. I just feel like we're not in any normal universe of predictions or punditry, are we? Like, people going, oh, he won't do that because of this, like... The laws of gravity don't apply anymore, do they? I guess a solid majority of voters oppose some of Trump's, obviously him pardoning January 6th rioters. One analyst says, does he do nothing, allow the court cases to proceed, risk angering his base, or does he abuse the pardon power to grant clemency to insurrectionists? Like 70% of the American people oppose pardons for people that obviously were violent, beat up police, etc., right?
Yeah, if he pardons the J6 defendants, the insurrectionists, that will be giving aid and comfort to an insurrection in anybody's interpretation of those pardons. So if he does that, I would like to say there will be hell to pay, but there rarely seems to be hell to pay for Donald Trump's crime and corruption.
This Mike Pence story, he and Karen are literally praying that Trump doesn't pardon the rioters, and he when asked if Trump will go off the rails in his second term, he said the American people are just not going to have it. Are you paying attention to anything, Mike Pence? Like, you don't want to, they still have their gallows. He's now, just a FYI, teaching political science at Grove City College in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. And was still thrilled with last week's election results. Said, I'm very encouraged by the early appointments of the president-elect. I think they're off to a good start.
Wow. And is he moonlighting as an assistant manager at Home Depot?
Ay, ay, ay. You know, Glenn, you said something during the break real quick before we go that, you know, A lot of people are saying that, that, you know, he's going to overreach. The people do not realize what they voted for, yada, yada. Another prosecutor said Gates is a buffoon. He has absolutely no qualifications to run DOJ. Can he wander around firing everybody? Yes. Does he understand how the Department of Justice works in a way that it would allow him to maximize its potential for abuse? No. Is he smart enough to figure it out? Also, no. Is he charismatic enough to persuade insiders to help him use it effectively? Very much no. But Gates as attorney general will do petty, flamboyant, stupid things and clumsy ways. Some of these things will be very bad, but clown shoes are preferable to jack boots.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Clown shoes are preferable to black to jack boot, but jack boots. But let's end with a point of light, Steph. So part of my mission right now is every day trying to find a point of light amidst the darkness while recognizing we got a lot of coming darkness. Here's the thing. When Donald Trump had the Oval Office, House of Representatives, and the Senate, what did he accomplish? Exactly nothing. Did he build a wall and did Mexico pay for it? Nope. Did he? His marquee pledge, I will repeal Obamacare, the ACA.
Yeah.
Did he even do that? The answer is no. Did he do infrastructure? No. He accomplished nothing. Why? Because he's an incompetent imbecile.
Have you seen
and that? I don't think he's going to be able to do the damage he hopes to do this time around.
Have you seen the interviews with the Trumper? That's a couple of Trumpers that said, "Well, you know, he's going to get rid of liberals, though they're Obamacare, ha ha." But he's going to keep my Affordable Care Act. Thank you, America. Okay, in this last one, U.S. Supreme Court, a check or an enabler of a second Trump pregnant presidency? I know this. They're talking about, you know, Thomas and Alito stepping down. Alito's already said he won't, but we're going to be right on this prediction, aren't we, Chris? He's going to replace them with those two E-Trade pickleball babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're smarter.
Do you wonder how young his next point he's going to be? Somebody said, our friend Joe from Jersey said, where the f*** is Batman? there's no one coming to save us, Glenn. I guess that's all you can hope for is people are, you know, already seem to be having record regret. I mean, just based on everything, interviews, Google searches, you're like, ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
But you know what? You can never lose betting on Trump's incompetence to get done what he has promised. He failed before. He will fail again. And as always, we're the ones that we've been waiting for. And we're going to keep getting up and fighting every damn day until we right this ship. We have to.
And I posted several pictures of me molesting you at LA 60 Liberal Show back last Saturday when we were 25 years younger. And I once again compliment your wife on not only being gorgeous, but having an excellent sense of humor. Thank you.
Yeah, she's the best. Thanks, Steph. Love you guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right. See y'all.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Thriving.
We thrive.
It may not seem like it, but I'm thriving over here.
Sure.
Listen, you know me, I'm a health nut. We all are. We all eat right. We exercise. You got to take care of yourself now more than ever, right?
Right.
This feels like going into like COVID point two, which I'm sure we will be because of. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Dead Braymore Guy. Okay, holidays, right? Maybe a lot of food, drink you're not used to, right? Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system. That's going to be important, you think? Gives you clear, glowing skin, can also improve your sleep, all things you're going to need. Comes in capsules or gummies. It's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year. Kickstart your New Year's routine with Just Thrive for a limited time. 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Kisses over in Jody Hamilton's Petting Zoo.
Aw.
Aw. So kissy. Jody becomes a giant salt lick about halfway through hour one. Okay. Dr. Marnie's Nature Splint. I cannot say enough about it. I really can't. Listen, these are my emotional support dogs for the next 110 billion years. It's going to go beyond 4 years, I'm telling you. So you got to say thank you to your emotional support, doggies and kitties.
He's done the best.
Yeah. Jody and I have discovered that both our dogs, and they're about 10 pounds, dogs and cats, have superhuman strength. They're like bolted to the bed and cannot be moved. Why? They're like, it's like feeding Popeye spinach. That's what Dr. Marty's is. In fact, there is spinach in there, Chris. There's, right? Turkey,
sure.
Beef,
kale.
Duck, salmon, spinach, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, on and on. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. 54% off right now, and you get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Fernanda Mondi coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will review the presidential election.
And we'll take a look at the weekend political show.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.